In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, the 26th of November. Good as always to have you along, everybody. It is rare indeed that a corporate CEO, in announcing a big reorganization, lays out almost to a T the two main storylines of her announcement. But on a conference call this morning, General Motors' Mary Barra obliged.
We will align our product portfolio and manufacturing capacity with shifting customer preferences, and we will transform our global workforce to ensure we have the right skill sets to win today and in the future.
GM, as you probably heard by now, is going to shut down 5 plants in North America, phase out a couple more sedan models, and lay off almost 15,000 people, blue-collared and salaried, over the next year or so. So, as Ms. Barra laid out, two stories from us now about GM's products and its workforce. Marketplace's Justin Ho has the jobs angle.
Every automaker is under pressure as the industry moves toward electric and self-driving cars, says Carl Brower at Kelley Blue Book.
General Motors sees the changes that are coming, and they're wanting to be ahead of this.
GM says it'll double its investment in electric and automated cars over the next 2 years. Last month, its CEO said she wants people to think of GM as a tech company by the time she retires. Brower says that while certain workers could make that transition,
that's going to be a much harder transition for someone who, if they've spent their career building traditional automobiles, they're not going to easily get to that new skill set.
Instead of layoffs, companies like GM could train their existing workers, which actually used to happen a lot in manufacturing. But times have changed, says Georgetown economist Harry Holzer.
The manufacturing sector has been shrinking. Unions used to run a lot of those training programs. They're not around much to do that anymore.
GM says the layoffs will hit everyone from plant workers to engineers and executives. Still, Holzer says it's the people higher along the chain of command that are most likely to survive the cuts.
American companies have always been willing to invest a lot more in their professional and managerial employees because they think they're going to stick around longer. They think they're good tools for investment.
In a statement, the United Auto Workers Union says it'll challenge the decision to stop production at plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.